This is Mark Steiner, and today is March the 2nd.
That Sam I Am, that Sam I Am. I do not like that Sam I Am.
Do you like green eggs and ham?
I do not like them, Sam I Am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Would you like them here or there?
I would not like
green
them
eggs and ham. Horton Hears a Who. Like the Cat in the Hat. The Lorax. Like One Fish, Two Fish, ham. Red Fish, Blue Fish. Like our childhood was enhanced, and all childhoods are enhanced by this wonderful man and mind who brought learning and joy to us all. Dr. Seuss, Theodore Seuss Geisel, was born today in Springfield, Massachusetts in 1904. He left us in 1991. At this very moment, between 10 a.m. and noon, in 1859, on a Savannah racecourse in Georgia, the largest single sale of human beings took place in America. It was called the Weeping Time. 436 people sold in family lots. The sale was emblazoned across newspapers that the Butler Plantation had debts to be paid. For sale, it read, for sale. Long cotton and rice Negroes, father, mothers, and children must be bought in lots. But families, brothers, sisters, and grandparents were separated and sold further south and beyond. And we remember today the Weeping Time. And the Cubans have been fighting a revolution for independence from Spain since the 1860s. The Cubans were massacred but fought on, and then in 1898 the Americans declared that Cuba must be freed from Spain. After the Spanish-American War, the Platt Amendment was passed on this day. Orville Pratt was a senator from Connecticut and chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, and his amendment made clear that Cuba would not be occupied, but that its foreign and economic policies would be overseen by the United States as condition. All of this was a condition for the removal of American troops. Happy independence. Today in 1946 were the real roots of the 1960s Vietnam War. Ho Chi Minh, who led the fight against the Japanese during World War II and patterned the Constitution, his Constitution, after America's founding documents, was elected president of Vietnam. But he was a communist, so that wasn't acceptable. The French, who were the pre-World War II colonial rulers, started a war to unseat him and take full control of Vietnam. Mark Dean was born on this day in 1957. He was part of the team that developed the ISA bus, and he led a design team for making the 1 gigahertz computer processor chip. He held three of IBM's original 9 PC patents. This ICA bus allows our modems and printers to be connected to personal computers. And Dean was the first African-American fellow at IBM and is one of our greatest inventors and a professor of electrical engineering. Happy birthday, Mark Dean. And here's a song to think about on March the 2nd. Today, one of our great American jazz saxophonists received the National Medal of Arts, the highest honor that can be bestowed upon an individual artist. President Barack Obama delivered that award to the great Theodore Walter Sonny Rollins in 2011. We hear him performing Tenor Madness to celebrate his receipt of that award today in history. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake. Mm-hmm.